It's Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. Another setback for attempts to end Illinois' 22-month budget stalemate. After a test vote on the so-called grand bargain failed Wednesday in the state Senate, Democrats say they've hit their limit in negotiations. Democratic Senate President John Cullerton has spent months working on a compromise with Republican Senate leader Christine Redonio. They're trying to satisfy the demands of Governor Bruce Rauner's economic and political agenda. But Rauner says the Democratic offers haven't been good enough. Now, Cullerton says he's given up all he can, and he and the Democrats can go no further.
This isn't the private sector where I just go around and fire people if they don't vote for something. I gotta convince them to vote for it.
I think it's premature to pull the plug.
Redonio says she thinks Democrats and Republicans are really close to settling their differences on issues like workers' compensation, a property tax freeze, and an income tax hike. Both sides say it would be disastrous to begin a third year without a full budget. I'm Brian Mackey.